Small Biz America. The Brain. Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain has designed a company to give small business owners peace of mind and the freedom to run their businesses by providing a range of money management services. Catherine Maxwell was a pioneer in cash management for individuals and families. In 1982, she co-founded Ascent Cash Flow Systems to provide accounts payable services, recognizing that it's not just businesses that need financial assistance and services like this. She's the co-author of Richer Than You Dreamed, an empowering tool to help families develop good communication and systems around managing their money. Today, she's the founder and CEO of Maxwell Money Management. Let's welcome Catherine Maxwell. Good morning.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. How did you first come to realize that there was indeed an opportunity to build a business like yours around providing money management services?
This business started in the 80s when debt was running rampant and people still cared. Now debt is running rampant, but people are fairly numb to it, I think. And we found that in building debt models, debt reduction plans for many of our clients, they would go home and not take any of the action steps that we'd recommended. And primarily because life would take over and their general life habits would take over.
Mm-hmm.
So in one day in frustration, I said, just give it to me. I know if someone follows the plan that this will actually work. And that was the beginning of our bill paying and cash management service.
Hmm.
We found that people are so immersed in their day-to-day lives, they often don't take the time to manage their money in a way that's really healthy and positive for them, and therefore they're not reaching their goals or simply don't know where they stand. So one of the objectives of our service with both individuals and business clients is that they are freed up from the details, yet more empowered with the information that we're able to give them.
Mm-hmm. Is there a block, an emotional block, emotional intelligence issue that you encounter with individuals and or entrepreneurs and business owners that prevent them from taking these actions?
I think many people think of themselves as people who are, quote unquote, not very good at managing money. And that may be very true in some cases, but I think for many people, they just simply have a distaste for it and have never developed the skills because they didn't have the interest. So for some, it's a skills issue. For some, it's just simply a lack of interest issue. I have encountered some people over the years who really aren't good at it, but I think it, more often it's one of the two former things.
When you're taking on an individual with a credit crunch problem, how do you approach that with them? What is there a method to the madness? In other words, a system that you use?
Our system is to try and do what we call freezing the debt. People are in a, oftentimes people are in a perpetual debt loop. They get a little bit of extra money. They pay a few hundred dollars off on their credit cards. But then because they have no money in savings, they turn around and use the debt all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses have a similar situation with their business lines of credit.
That's right.
They'll get some sudden cash flow in, they'll pay $2,000 or $3,000 down on their line of credit, but because they have no savings, as soon as the next low cycle of revenue hits, they're back to their line of credit borrowing. So our strategy is to try and freeze the debt at today's level so that we can focus on a dual approach to reducing debt, saving money and paying off the debt at the same time. It, you know, people say, well, doesn't that cost me a little bit more in interest? Shouldn't I be paying off the debt first? And that may be true, but if you never get any money in savings to be so that you can essentially become your own line of credit, you will never get out of debt.
Yeah, basically a self-sustaining model, so that they're no longer psychologically or systematically depending on the LOC, the line of credit.
And then there's that other positive aspect of it, which is when you have money in savings, you start feeling good about yourself.
Yeah.
And you make different decisions on your own behalf. It has healthy consequences across the board, whereas living on your line of credit does not.
Now, I would imagine that certain businesses may be, or you may discover they're in distress simply because there isn't enough cash coming in to create a savings nest egg, if you will.
That's true.
And I'm imagining a very much harder problem to approach.
Well, people come to see us in different stages of development, of course.
Yeah.
And if someone is needing a cash flow correction, We always try and do it in the with the least painful correction steps first. Mm-hmm. But sometimes if they're in the kind of situation you just described, we have to go to the more painful, if you will.
Right.
Reducing salaries, cutting back on some expenses, something that requires a little more serious action.
Mm-hmm.
But I think then eventually they have to decide, am I in this for the long haul or not? Do I have a failed hobby here? Or am I in this for the long haul? Do I really have a business that's worth investing in which case taking some serious downsize actions for the next 1 to 2 years for a long-term positive outcome is going to be worth it to me?
I know that your company, Maxwell Money Management, provides a range of services beyond just the debt piece. What are some of the other services you provide and how do they work?
Many of our clients tend to be people with what we call complicated financial lives. They are business owners with multiple financial entities. They might have their own personal finances, a couple of LLCs. One client, for example, has 2 C-Corps, one for himself and one for his wife. And they kind of have an arrangement of how money funnels between them. Plus, they have their personal finances, trust accounts for their children, multiple retirement accounts, household payroll, business payroll. That's a client with a complex life.
Yeah.
And even though he's not really large in terms of his own annual revenue, he has a really complex life because of how he's designed it. So many of our clients, we find that there is a very close integration between the bookkeeping for their business and the bookkeeping for their personal and how those are kept separate. And we're very good at managing the cash flow between all of the different entities and keeping it straight for tax purposes.
When you encounter a new prospective client, what does the assessment process look like?
Generally, we do a free half-hour consultation, find out what kind of what situation they're in currently with their bookkeeping. Is it up to date? Is it in a good piece of computer software? Or have they been doing it on the back of a napkin for the last 5 years? Are their taxes filed? So we look to see what their general financial health is from a business perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then for our clients, we're an outsource solution, so it's important that they be able to feel good about outsourcing if they're the type of business that needs someone right there under their roof where they're watching them day in and day out, then we may not be the solution for them.
Sure. We're visiting with Catherine Maxwell. She's the founder and CEO of Maxwell Money Management. www.maxwellmoney. That's MaxwellMoney.com. Otherwise at 415-892-7210. That's MaxwellMoney.com. Catherine, how has technology changed the work you do?
That's a very interesting question, David. At first, when online banking came out, we thought we would go out of business. We thought we were going to be losing all of our clients to the online bank, the convenience of online banking.
Yeah.
In fact, it's been the opposite. Our business has been booming. What we discovered is that our clients are people who do not want to manage their own money.
Mm.
People who use the online banking, who use an online bill pay service, they are still doing it themselves. It's still another method of paying your own bills.
Yeah.
Our clients are people who don't want to pay their own bills.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we have found technology has made it much more convenient for us to provide information and security to our clients. In the old days, when someone asked, well, how do I know what you're doing? How do I know if you're running off with my money, how do I know what bills you're paying? We would have to say, well, we'll send you a report at the end of the month. Now we're able to tell them, go online to your bank and look every day at what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Or log into our website and we'll post as many reports there as you want. Or keep the QuickBooks file on your server and we'll do all the work on your server so that you can look at it every day if you'd like. So we have so many more options available to us now to address the client's need to interact with the data, and the client's need for security.
I wouldn't ask you to endorse a particular software program, but what are the favorites out there that you like to use, and are there differences between them, without getting too technical and deep in the context of this segment?
We have used Peachtree and QuickBooks primarily for our business use particularly. I haven't used Peachtree for many years, so I can't really speak to it. We converted everyone from Peachtree to QuickBooks about 4 years ago.
Mm.
We use that even for our personal clients because we find that it offers extra features that aren't offered in Quicken.
Yep.
And Quicken is a little basic for us because we're thinking more from a business perspective
sure.
most of the time.
Even if it's the business of personal life, I understand.
Exactly. Sure. We can relate to our personal clients.
That's great. Okay, thanks for that. What does the future look like for Maxwell Money Management?
It's looking good.
Has technology enabled you to start to market outside of your... Well, let me just ask the question. Do you have clients outside of your geographical area?
We do. We have clients who have found us on the internet and decided to sign up without ever meeting us.
So if a client or company or individual does live long distance, do they literally send bills to you to service? Is that how
they
that works?
Yes. Yeah, bills do come to our address.
They just redirect everything to you?
Correct.
Well, that's terrific. Wow.
And we're convenient as far as... most of our clients started in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah.
We have an office in Novato and one in San Mateo, so we're pretty Bay Area-wide in terms of serving both ends.
Oh, what a great story. That's great.
So most of our clients started here, and if they live somewhere else, then they started here. We have a few that have come into us long distance over the internet, but many of them start here. I had a gentleman walk in last week. He said, I saw you on the internet. I thought I'd stop by and see if you were real.
Do you really exist?
We were very real. We were here.
Yeah, behind the website.
Yeah.
We're visiting with Catherine Maxwell. She's the CEO and founder of Maxwell Money Management at www.maxwellmoney.com for further information. Or you can call 415-892-7210, and they'll take good care of you there. Thanks so much, Catherine. We'll do it again. Pleasure visiting with you this morning.
Thank you very much, David. It was a pleasure. Small Biz America. The Brain.